Welcome, Omar. Just getting ready for our first game of the season against Fife. Not a massively unchanged team from last year. So have you had a chance to kind of look at how they've done so far and evaluate that?
Well, like you said, they kept most of their core on the team. I think they have a lot of good hockey players, and they added some key elements too up front. So it's gonna be interesting to see how they come out with their forward lines going. And obviously, I think they have one of the better goalies in the league too. So it's gonna be a good matchup.
Yeah, just ahead of us as well on the table. There, we're on 7. They're on 10. So obviously, tonight's a good little catch up opportunity for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's anytime you play a Gardner Conference team, it's a big game. It's a 4-point game, and tonight there's no difference. I mean, we have 3 points behind them. We do have a game in hand, but you know what? The next two games against them are massive, and it starts tonight. And we're gonna come out with high intensity and hopefully get the result we want.
You've had over a night now to look back at yesterday. Have you kind of spotted out some areas that you think the guys can improve on tonight?
I mean, obviously last night, there was decisions by the referees that maybe, you don't agree with, but you have to move on. We have to focus on all our correctables, and today's a new day, and as long as we give the puck to our forwards as quickly as possible, and we try to create offense with our forward units as well, and sending a guy to the net, getting a bit more dirty, I think we'll be more successful as a hockey team.
With Lark gone this weekend, yesterday was obviously the first game without him, tonight's going to be the first home game without him. Have you kind of adjusted slightly to take up for the fact that we're obviously missing him on the ice?
Yeah, you have to adjust when you miss an import, especially when you're the all Stingrays. Unfortunately, there's not many kids waiting to come play with us in our system, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, guys know that. They know there's still no excuses. You have to compete. You have to compete hard. And you know what? That's the story. Maybe the year not always being short, but again, it's part of the process. It's part of a 60-game season. So you have to take it as it is, and you move on, and you work as hard as you can to hopefully get a win.
Well, we've already replaced him, so obviously it's going to be a couple of weeks before he arrives. But are we going to see a bit more of Omar on the ice anytime soon? How's the injury going?
Hopefully we can get back as soon as possible, and we'll try warm ups tonight, and we'll see how it goes. But obviously, if I'm playing, it's for a purpose of giving the guys a rest and being smart out there and being an extra body out there and just helping out and being a part of the team. So hopefully I can help out tonight, and if I do play, we'll move on.
All right, well, thank you very much and good luck. Thanks.